back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today, as we are each Sunday at noon, with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro's here from Glazer & Associates, PA. It's a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. Eric's got a story about crazy. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for tuning in again. And even if you don't want to send us an email, you should still visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, like Karen said, where you could listen to all of our past shows, you can sign up for our seminars, you can see who the show's sponsors are and visit all their websites, link to our Facebook page, you could link to our HOA and condo blog, again, at www.hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, can your association prevent you from renting out your home? You may be surprised at the answer. You can also join our email list and get copies of our newsletters and other announcements that we always send out week in and week out about the show. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And our website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
And last week, we had a great time with William Peterson from, is it Pipelining?
Pipelining Technologies, correct.
What a great product Pipelining Technologies is for condo and homeowner associations.
Yeah, it really is. And again, thanks again to Pipelining Technologies. And I agree, Karen, the system that they created that actually, you know, puts a new pipe inside your busted one is like awesome.
They don't open up the ground.
Right? Yeah, it's cheaper to use, and it's certainly cleaner, too. And I think William described it really like an angioplasty for the pipes in your association. But if anybody missed the show last week and wanted to learn more about how Pipelining Technologies can actually help your home or your association with the problems that you're having, just go to, again, www.pipelt.net.
Whoa. I wasn't here last week. Something wrong with your plumbing, Glazer?
My pipes are fine, Mr. Shapiro. They're working fine. We were talking about associations, not lawyers that have busted pipes, all right?
Forget the pipes.
And he'll be middle-aged, too, one day, all right?
So yeah. How did yesterday go in Bonita Springs?
Oh, wait. But before we get to Bonita Springs, I got to talk about what happened Friday night. Like you said, a crazy story. This has been some weekend so far. I actually had an annual meeting in condo in Boca on Friday night, that ran late into the evening, as a matter of fact.
So, annual meeting, that's the one where everybody votes, right?
Yeah, the one where everybody votes, exactly. Now, you know, and I knew I had to go to Bonita Springs at 5 o'clock in the morning yesterday, so I really wanted Friday night's annual meeting to just go quick and easy. So, what happens, as soon as I start actually running the meeting, some guy stands up, and he starts screaming at me, and he orders me to leave the room immediately because even though I'm the attorney, I have no business being there. This is the annual meeting for the unit owners. I'm not to touch any of the ballots, and I am to leave immediately.
How many people is this in front of?
This is it's a packed room. This association came out to vote, so it's probably about 100 people in the room is my guess. And he's telling me, get out. I'm trying to be nice. I really am trying to be nice, telling him, relax, calm down. I'm here to do the election, and we're going to do it right. We're going to do it by the books, according to the law. He didn't want any part of it. Nope, I want you to leave now. So when I refuse to leave now, all of a sudden he says, you know what? You're not going to run the election. I'm going to run the election.
Oh my God.
The guy gets up, gets out of his chair, and I'm sitting at the table, of course, in front. He approaches the table, and he looks at the ballots, and I said, listen, buddy, now it's on you. Touch the ballots. I call the police. So, like a kindergartner, what does he do? He goes over to the ballots and he, you know, bang, bang. Look, I'm touching them. I'm touching them. You know, something that, again, like a kindergartner would do. Say, great, good job. And I tell the president, get the cops to come in. In about 2 minutes, Boca Raton police come in, and let me tell you, they are imposing. They wear, like, riot gear. I mean, it's really, really scary when they walk into a room.
Cool.
You know, but it's Boca, so they drive up in Bentleys, so it's a strange place, I got to tell you. But the bottom line is, all of a sudden, he behaved, and he let us run the election.
No arrests?
And his people apparently won, too. So he was afraid I was going to, you know, tamper with the ballots or whatever
my
it was.
God. Was he drunk?
I don't know. I have no proof of that. Let's put it that way. So
His
behavior was a little strange, to say the least. But that's how Friday night started. And yesterday, of course, like you asked me, Karen, how was Bonita Springs? Yesterday, the complete flip side of Friday night, because I had a lot of fun in Bonita Springs yesterday. Like always, we had a fantastic turnout at the Hyatt for our board cert class, about 100 people in attendance, and one of the smartest and nicest bunch of people I ever had the privilege, really, of appearing in front of. And I want to thank Mac and Waltz, Associa, Gerstle Rosen and Goldenberg, and Custom Reserves for serving on our expert panel and really making it so informative for everybody who showed up. Very energetic crowd, lots of questions, and definitely a fun time was really had by everybody. So it was really great seeing everybody. Before we actually start talking about our seminars, the phones are lit up. So how about we go to Denise in Del Rey?
Denise in Del Rey.
How are you, Denise?
I'm fine. How are you? I heard about your excitement in the Bonita Springs. You got to watch those Bonitas.
No, they're good people out there. Believe me.
No, please.
What's going on, Denise? How can we help you?
Okay. I want to know. I know about the mechanics lien, but I want to know what precaution a community or an individual can include in a contract with a contractor to ensure that they will not be responsible for monies that the contractor does not pay his suppliers. Is there a phrase or something that
okay.
we put in?
Okay, this is an interesting question. Okay. The question is if you sign a contract with a contractor, the contractor is going to use subs. The subs do not get paid by the contractor. Can those subs come after the association? And the answer to that question is yes, they would have a right to come after the association if they first file what's called, you know, a notice to owner. Okay, they have to do that first, and if they didn't give you that notice to owner first, then oftentimes they wind up filing that lien, and they avoid that first step. And then, notwithstanding the fact that they filed a lien, you can file then, you know, either in the court, a notice of contest of lien, or if they file a lawsuit, you can actually file a motion to dismiss because they failed to follow a condition precedent to filing that lien.
Yes, but Denise and Del Rey wanted to know, is there anything they can stipulate to in a contract with the contractor that could protect
Absolutely
them from
not.
Liability against subcontractors?
Absolutely not. You can have an indemnification clause in there that says if one of your suppliers come after the association, obviously you're going to agree to indemnify and hold us harmless against any claims. But the bottom line is, your contract with your contractor is not going to prevent a subcontractor from suing you. So what's really important is before you make a final payment, when an association makes a final payment to a contractor, you want to get an affidavit from your contractor showing that any and all the subs have already been paid. That's crucial, Denise, okay? Very good phone call to start the day. All right, how about we go to Bill in Boynton Beach? How are you, Bill?
Hi, how you doing? Great. After we had the Hard Rock Cafe meeting, I sent a letter to my condominium association, which is 840 members, that they were not to include a proxy with the ballots mailed out to the members. And they not only mailed the proxy out, it says for the purposes of establishing quorum, but they also in their cover letter state that you should... it says include a proxy should be signed by the designated voter and returned to the secretary for the purpose of establishing a quorum. And on the proxy itself, it has in bold letters that you're letting the proxy go for anything for 90 days.
Okay.
Is that wrong?
Yeah, that proxy should only be used to establish, like you said, a quorum at the annual meeting. And I got to tell you, the fact that we even allow proxies to be used at the annual meeting always creates a problem. What do I mean? Same condominium Friday night, right? Same situation I was talking about.
Right.
Somebody shows up, two people show up with proxies, and they say, okay, I want to vote for my neighbor. They can't make it. Look, I have their proxy, and I have to explain to them that that proxy is not authorization to allow you to vote their unit. It's simply used to establish a quorum for tonight's meeting. One of the people don't believe me. Crazy crowd Friday night, let me tell you. So
right.
One of them don't believe me, starts yelling that I'm not following the law, I'm not following the rules, throws their, and this was a volunteer who volunteered to actually help us,
right.
Throws his paperwork in front of him and says, I'm not participating in this fraud, gets up and walks out of the room. Right, exactly. So I got to tell you, I agree with you, Bill, that the proxy situation is very confusing, and oftentimes, I can tell you, management companies themselves make it more difficult when they don't, and I shouldn't say just management companies and boards who don't sometimes get advice from their attorneys beforehand, and stuff gets put in the mail beforehand without an attorney looking at it. Oftentimes, it creates confusion because if not spelled out correctly and exactly, people think that they have the right to vote by proxy. So it really creates a mess.
Can I just ask you, what is the proper way for me to inspect the ballots to make sure they haven't been opened before the election?
The proper way to inspect the ballots before they haven't been opened?
To make sure they haven't, the envelope hasn't been opened, the outer envelope.
Typically, that's done only on the night of the meeting. I don't think there's any way for a unit owner in advance of the meeting to say, give me those ballots. Not going to happen. You can see them.
So I can't ask to see the ballot box and make sure that I don't see the raw ballot in their envelope.
The night of the meeting, and I tell everybody this, on the night of the meeting, you don't trust what we're doing here. You can come, stand right next to me. I ask you to please keep the noise down. You can stand right next to me or stand right next to anybody else who's volunteering, and you can watch the process. But that's it.
And every envelope will be closed.
Every envelope should be closed, right? If it was opened and it looks like it's tampered with, the people there, including the attorney, should disqualify it.
Thank you.
Okay. Good call, Bill. Appreciate it. All right. How about we go to Ron? How are you, Ron, in Hollywood?
Hey, Mr. Glazer. You ought to come to countryside meetings. They're crazy over here.
Yeah.
We had a board meeting. We had the management guy helped us reelect people, but some got back on the board that were been on the board from previous president. We have a new president now, but there's still a lot of conflict. I wish you would come to our meeting and see what it's like over here.
But you're calling from the place where the manager doesn't like me, so I'm definitely not going
to
get.
No, that's why I want you to meet him.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll do that. As a matter of fact, good call, Ron. Hang in, because if you think you got shenanigans going on in your condo elections, that's probably what we're going to concentrate on for most of the show. But good call. And let's do this. As a matter of fact, I'd like to get to some of that stuff. So let's take our first break, taking your calls on anything and everything else in the condo world, even besides your elections. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners and want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars while you meet hundreds of different associations, also be a sponsor of our events, be listed on the show's website, have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com. Send us a quick email.
All right. One correction. We gave out the wrong website address for Pipelining Technologies. We said it was pipelt.net. It is not. It is pipelt.com. So, again, please visit pipelt.com.
All right. Do you want to go to Star in Hollywood or you want
to
talk
about Let's do that. Absolutely. Okay. Let's go to Star. How are you, Star?
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Do I repeat what I just told you?
You said, all right, okay, or that's all we heard, at least.
Right.
Oh, okay. I said, do I repeat what I
yes.
was talking
what,
about?
What's your story, okay. Star?
Okay, the story is this. I'm the president now, but the former president just didn't want to be president anymore. She just wanted to be part of the board. But she seems to think that she's still the president.
Oh, boy.
And you
right.
know, and she likes to run the place over. She doesn't care for the secretary who makes the puts the signs up. This is a small condo, 12 families.
Right.
And the secretary makes the information, writes the agenda and all that jazz, clearly. But she doesn't think so, that it's written well, and she wants to take over. So is that possible? I don't want to have any more problems with this woman.
I'd throw eggs at her door. What do you say, Scott?
That's probably
you, Justin Bieber.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly.
You know, Star, there's really no actual, you know, duties a president has outside of, I guess, running the meeting
right.
at a condominium association. So, you know, the fact that she still thinks she's in charge, I mean, you know, listen, I think I'm in charge of Eric's firm, but but I'm actually not. Our office managers. it's just a frame of mind. I mean, she's not really doing anything that's, you know, usurping the abilities of anybody else to do what they want other than criticizing people.
Yeah, the bottom line is when the meeting starts, are you in charge of the meetings?
Well, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. And the former president isn't going around signing contracts or anything like that, right?
No.
Then, you know, maybe you just have somebody who's a little eager to help and, you know, maybe look at it as potentially a good thing and not necessarily a bad thing. As long as she's not, you know, creating problems for the association members, like, you know, locking you guys into long-term contracts or stuff like that, then she's probably someone that just wants to still feel a little important and want to help. So you know what you do with people like that? Actually give them a job, put them in charge of a committee, something like that. And I think you'd get more cooperation from them if you did that rather than try to knock them off their pedestal at this point. That's my two cents.
Mm-hmm. It's just that when she talks, she's very authoritative, and she seems to want to take over the whole meeting.
Yep, I understand. There's one of those at every condo board meeting. You just happen to have the ex-president doing it, okay? Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Star. All right, still taking your calls, 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585.
And you still have three events right around the corner. You were in Bonita Springs yesterday.
Yeah, no, the firm actually has a ton of events, and Eric's going to be attending them all pretty soon because they're all right around the corner. And, you know, we say this almost every show, but right now, the winter is the election season here in Florida for both condos and HOAs. And, you know, as we've been saying for a couple of years now, you need to get certified within 90 days of being elected if you're a condo board member, but also now an HOA member. And one way of getting certified, and in my opinion, the best way, is by attending Eric's Condo Craze and Board Certification course. He's been doing it for a number of years now. He's been doing it the longest out of any of the free seminars that you see advertised
he
out there.
He started it.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, quite frankly, I personally think he does the best job, but, you know, he does pay me. So why don't you go and find out for yourself if he does?
Yeah, we got a lot of compliments yesterday from people who have been to others, I got to tell you. And they really thought ours was head and shoulders above the rest. So thank you to the people in Bonita Springs. And believe it or not, we now passed over about 7,200 Floridians that have now taken the course. And our next event is actually, again, on April Fool's Day, April 1st. We're going to be in West Palm Beach at the PM Expo event. And we have the honor of kicking off the PM Expo event with our board cert class. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and so much of our fan base for the show is actually in the West Palm Beach area, and we really enjoy going up there, and we really look forward to meeting everybody.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
I pity the fool who doesn't attend April Fool's Day.
You just did, Sky. Yeah.
Then just 4 days later, on April 5th, we'll be back in Orlando at the Holiday Inn at Universal Studios.
Yeah, a lot of people are signing up for that event, too. It gives me a reason to take the kids to Disney, too. And then we have a real treat, the kids, right?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I had to say it that way. But then we have a real treat in store for all our listeners on May 18th. We're going to be hosting our second annual Condo Craze Day of Education and live radio show at the Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood. Registration is going to start at 8 a.m. We're going to teach the board certification course first to kick off the day. At noon, we're going to do this show live in front of all of you, in front of a studio audience. We had a lot of fun last year, gave out some awards. And after the show, there's going to be lots of courses offered by our sponsors on all kinds of association issues. And this is really going to be a great and fun day.
It was big last year.
Yeah. This year will be bigger.
Yeah, and there's, again, Eric just said, lots of courses, lots of people to talk to about things that relate to real estate, running condominiums, running HOAs, security. I mean, just anything you can possibly think of.
Driveways.
And then
it all comes up, believe me.
And, you know, again, Eric at the main teaching course, the Condo Crazy and HOA's board certification course, he covers a ton of subjects. He goes over what the budgets need to be like at your association. He goes over year-end financial reporting. He goes over to how you deal with people asking for records that they want to see from your association. I mean, just everything your association can be involved in. And, you know, answers just about all of your questions, too. So, you know, listen, if you want to learn about some stuff, you want to, you know, meet some people that might be going through the same problems you are or have the same issues that you have, it's a really beneficial day. And I'd really recommend everybody going out and, you know, giving us a look. And, you know, there's no excuse for missing out because it's free and we're giving you tons of notice.
And food.
Exactly right. And food.
And if you're a community association manager, a CAM, it's a great day for you, too, because all of the courses provide free continuing education credits.
Yes, and of course, everything's free of charge. So to register for any of the events, just go to condocrazeandhoas.com and fill out the form. After you do, Brian, our office manager, will let you know that you are, in fact, registered. How about before we go to our break, we go to Margo in Miami. How are you, Margo?
There we go. More alliteration. See, we had Denise and Del Rey and then Bill in Boynton Beach, the last couple from Hollywood. No, but now we have Margo in Miami. I like this.
We need a Hilda or a Harry from Hollywood
there
to call
go.
It. But we'll go with Margo from Miami.
Okay. Well, here's Margo from Miami.
Yes.
My question is, our board wants to amend our declaration, and our attorney came into a board meeting to speak about this.
Yes.
He told us that our docs were silent on who we could allow into our community, and he said we could amend it to say that we, for instance, we don't allow criminals. And he said that it has to be carefully worded, but all he has to do is send out proxies, and, you know, we need a 75% vote quorum, and we can amend our declaration. But I was reading about it. He didn't talk about the downside of doing this.
Right.
Can you tell me what, you know, the pros and cons of it would be?
Pros and cons of amending your documents to keep people out. While some association members don't want the board to have any discretion when it comes to having the right to keep people out of their community. They simply want to be able to lease their units to whoever they want to lease them to, and they don't believe, you know, a board of five should have the power to prevent them from earning money each month, you know, renting out their units, especially people who buy a property for investment purposes. Quite frankly, many of them couldn't care who moves into a unit because they're not going to be living there anyway. So sometimes it's difficult, especially in a community that's already has a lot of rentals, to now pass an amendment that's going to curtail or limit somebody's right to rent the unit. Now, also, if you're going to go through the trouble of doing this.
Well, I don't know. Margo, you're not talking about renting, though, right?
You're right. It's purchasing.
Oh, just purchasing. Okay. Well, same thing for purchasing. Some people want to be able to sell and not worry about who they're selling to, again, because they're going to be out completely, and they don't want some board screwing up their sale, you know, to get rid of their unit that they're desperately trying to sell. So sometimes you're going to have people, believe it or not, that may not want to live there for more than the next year or two, vote against such an amendment to your declaration of condominium. So that's, you know, one problem you may have to work with. Second issue, if you're going to go through amending your documents, you shouldn't only limit it to, you know, just someone having a criminal background. And it's funny because if there's one thing that the statutes need some clarification on, it's this, you know, what type of criteria should be used when screening applicants to either purchase or lease. And generally, I guess most people would agree, most attorneys in the area would agree, that you can establish a set of guidelines in your declaration that would disqualify people based on a criminal record, for example, if they have a felony. Another type of procedure you may utilize, a criteria, would be a prior history of foreclosures or evictions. Another one you may want to consider is a minimum credit score. For example, you know, 600 or 650 or below, you're out. You're not going to qualify. And the last one is an automatic failure to abide by the terms of the declaration of condominium, meaning, let's say you're a no-pet community and the person wants to move in with a pet. Well, automatically they wouldn't qualify. So those are the general four criteria that people use. Now, associations
as far as drawbacks to passing an amendment like this, Margo, as a case came out down in the 3rd District Court of Appeals, which is actually for Miami-Dade County, a few years ago, and I don't remember off the top of my head exactly what it said, but I believe it stated that if your declaration doesn't specifically state that, you know, you can exclude someone for X, Y, and Z, and it just says you have the power to either
for
approve
no reason
or not
at
approve,
all.
You also have to have the association has to have the right of first refusal on these units, and if the association doesn't approve someone, the association actually has to buy the,
right, exactly.
the property.
If the association can disapprove for no reason at all, right, then there's automatically, based on what's called the Shalom House case, the association has an automatic corresponding duty now to purchase the unit or lease it on the same exact terms. And just for those listeners in Broward, remember Broward County passed a new ordinance that said, by the way, now when you're going to reject somebody to live in a community, you can't hide behind your documents anymore that say you don't have to give a reason. If you're in Broward, you now do have to give a reason to that unit owner, and you have to tell them in 15 days why they're not good enough to live in your community. But good phone call, Margo. Let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Taking your phone calls, 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. When we get back, we're going to talk about a crazy condo in North Miami. North Miami Beach, and another one that are going perhaps too far when it comes to parking regulations. Be back right after this.
Does your community association want to reserve funds for future repairs, but has no idea where to start? Leave that complex job to Custom Reserves. Let their professional staff inspect your property and provide your community with an analysis that accurately tells you the life expectancy of your roofs, roads, paint finishes, and much more. At Custom Reserves, member-governed associations served include condominiums, townhomes, HOAs, CDDs, co-ops, and timeshares. Whether you're a high-rise condo or a sprawling community, Custom Reserves can prepare a reserve study you can count on. Your home is your most valuable asset. Don't ignore the importance of funding a reserve account because you think you can't afford it. Let Custom Reserves help you avoid a rainy day by saving now and avoiding special assessments later. And if your community is being transferred from the developer to the owners, contact Custom Reserves for a clean bill of health for your property and establish an adequate reserve fund from the start. Call Custom Reserves now for a free no-obligation proposal at 888-927-7865. That's 888-927-7865. You can also visit online at customreserves.com.
Isn't this pool closed?
Don't worry about it, man. No one will know.
This is Invera Systems. The area is closed.
Don't worry about it, man. It's probably just a recording.
You need to leave the area immediately.
You can hear me?
I can hear and see everything you're doing.
Come on, man. Let's just go. All right?
Don't leave your community vulnerable to vandals. It's important to be prepared. As industry leader in outdoor asset protection, Invera Systems installs and monitors technology-based security solutions and protects communities better than anyone else. Invera's active video surveillance system utilizes high-resolution digital video cameras and two-way audio, along with state-licensed virtual guards to monitor, record, and protect communities like yours. Contact us today and receive a free security consultation and 15% off installation. Call 855-936-8372 or visit us online at enverasystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Having something for everyone is not a new idea. Having something for everyone all on one radio station is. Welcome to 850 FTL.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, E-L-C-O-N-Electric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you. To control covered pests in and around your home. Your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
And welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. The number to call and pick their brains is 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. And a strange story.
Yeah, really. Well, you're not kidding. It's a strange story. But I'm sure some of our listeners saw that crazy report on Channel 10 News the other night, at least down here it's Channel 10 News, about the Jade Winds condominium in North Miami Beach. And it's not the first time, actually, that they've been on the news on that station. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't, it's a pretty unbelievable story, to say the least. A guy that lives there calls a funeral parlor, and he asked the funeral parlor to please come to his condominium and pick up the dead body, unfortunately, of his mother, who just died in her condo unit after living there apparently like 30 or 40 years or so. And this particular condo passed a rule that says in order for guests to enter the property, they must pay a $3 entry fee. And the fee must be paid with, get this, $3 $1 bills.
With so consecutive serial numbers.
Yeah, exactly. So if you get there with a five and you want change back,
no.
Sorry, you can't get into the property.
And if you, what about it, like one of them old $2 bills?
Maybe they'll take a $2 bill. I don't know. But right now the rule is $3 $1 bills.
No coins.
No coins either. So if you don't have it, you're not getting into this property. And I know, I've been there, quite frankly. The same thing happened to me. You can't pay with a five and get back change. That's it. And again, like you say, Karen, you can't even use silver. So picture this, if you can. The hearse pulls up to the guard gate and says, listen, I'm here to pick up, you know, a body of a dead woman who is lying there in her unit right now. And the security guard looks the hearse driver in the eye and says, I'm sorry, sir. Unless you have three crisp $1 bills.
Well, they have to be crisp.
You're not getting into the property, believe it or not.
I mean, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And anybody who made this rule, and I'm saying this right now, this is the dumbest rule I've ever heard in my life.
Right.
Please sue me. Sue me for, you know, whatever. All right? Because this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. All right? I mean, can you absolutely, I can't imagine being in this conversation and not punching somebody, quite
right.
frankly. The driver of the hearse had to be pleading with the security guard to enter the property because, you know,
there's
a cadaver on the floor of a kitchen probably somewhere, and they're not letting him in because he doesn't have $3 bills.
Yes,
I mean,
this is what
the
goes
dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Please tell me this is not true. We know how crazy some of these stories are, but this one is just too hard to believe.
Yeah, I wish I can say that this is a made-up story, but like I said, this is not the first time that this place has actually been on the news. But again, like I said, I also had to pay the $3 $1 bills in order to get in and see my own client one day. So, this is actually going on there. And at first, if you look at the TV interview, the association and the management company at first had no comment whatsoever on the story, but afterwards they apologized profusely. But I got to tell you, that son may want to think about some options he may have now against that association.
I think so.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Yeah, and just to show you that being dumb isn't exclusive to South Florida,
right.
Thank God, along comes our friends in Las Vegas, where an HOA agreed to pay $65,000 to a family, you know, just after refusing to allow them to park an ambulance they use for their disabled son in their own driveway.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but again, anything coming out of Vegas shouldn't surprise us, because remember, Vegas is the place where actually dozens of people got arrested for HOA scams, and many even killed themselves or actually may have been clipped before trial. So nothing that goes on in a Vegas HOA really surprises me either.
But I'm pretty sure when they had to, you know, take those corpses out of those homes that committed suicide, they didn't have to pay $3.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Federal officials in that case, though, said that the family bought the ambulance because their disabled son needed to be taken to medical appointments while lying down. But the association said it was a commercial vehicle and therefore had to go.
Yeah, now an ambulance is a commercial vehicle. That's the logic that's going on in some of these places. But you know what? Now the association has 65,000 reasons to remember why their decision was a wrong one. But let's do this. Got any crazy parking stories? Let us know. Or anything else you want to talk about. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Got to take our final break. We'll be back right after this.
Let me tell you something.
Pipe burst in your condo unit or home? Drains backed up? Showers not working? Toilets not flushing? Call Douglas Orr Plumbing, the family-owned plumbers in Florida for the past 40 years. At Douglas Orr Plumbing, they have licensed professional, insured plumbers and provide 24/7 emergency service. Their philosophy is simple. Work hard, be honest, and stand behind your work. In fact, Douglas Orr Plumbing won the Angie's List Super Service Award for 2012, and they've been receiving this esteemed award consistently since 2007. Douglas Orr Plumbing offers senior citizen discounts and savings coupons on the website. Wherever you are in South Florida, if you have a plumbing problem, Douglas Orr Plumbing is your solution. Residential, commercial, or industrial repairs. And they have over 20 fully stocked service trucks ready to hit the road. If your condo or HOA needs plumbing repairs or services, high pressure jetting, or leak detection, give Douglas Orr a call. 800-368-4677. That's 800-368-4677. And don't forget to visit the website, orrplumbing.com, for money-saving discounts. Go with the plumbing pros at Douglas Orr Plumbing.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7, 866-969-6656, 866-969-6656, or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
An association's landscaping may be its most important asset. When cared for properly, your landscaping can make your home or condo association look like a palace. When maintained poorly, it's a bad first impression of your community and can instantly bring down the prices of everyone's home. Don't let that happen where you live. Trust the professionals at Garden Leader to give your property that green, tropical, plush look you've always wanted. At Garden Leader, they've been making communities throughout Florida look great since 1981. Whether it's mowing, irrigation, fertilization, pest control, pruning, mulching, or anything related to your landscape, or if you're just searching for that great new look for your community, Garden Leader does it all. Frustrated with your present landscaping company? Give Garden Leader a call. Garden Leader won't let you down. They strive to make their customers happy for years to come. Give Garden Leader a call at 888-680-7035. That's 888-680-7035. Or visit online at garden-leader.com. Don't leave your community's landscaping to chance. Go with the leader, Garden Leader. Again, that number, 888-680-7035.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We are taking your phone calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, in a few minutes we got left. Time to talk about what so many of you are going through right now, and it's your annual meetings. And many owners in both condos and HOAs are really surprised to learn that the Florida statutes, believe it or not, they don't require your board of directors to really have any meetings at all during the year, other than a meeting really to pass the annual budget. And other than that, as long as the association's documents don't require a specific number of board meetings, the only meeting that's really required is the annual meeting. I mean, we get calls all the time about unit owners complaining their board never holds a meeting and it's got to be against the law.
Except in the pool.
Yeah, right. Guess what? It isn't. It's not against the law.
So you're saying that my condo board can have one meeting all year to pass the budget and that's it?
Yeah, basically that's it. You know, unless the bylaws of the association require something different, and they usually don't, that's right. You may only be entitled to really get your one meeting a year. Again, you know, other than the annual meeting, that's probably about it. You know. So what is the annual meeting, basically? For one thing, it's not a meeting of the board of directors. You know, everybody gets confused about this all the time. You know, typically the annual meeting starts and the board of directors walks to the front of the room and, you know, sits at the front of the table. Technically, that's not the role of the board of directors at that meeting. Really, the president is the one that should be running the meeting. It's a meeting of the unit owners. And again, even though the board still sits in the front of the room and tries to maintain control and decorum, the meeting really should be run by the president of the association. But most of the time, after the president starts the meeting, the president looks over to council and says, hey, do me a favor, run this, you know, and appoints council to run the rest of the meeting, you know, the rest of the way.
And then if you're lucky, once in a while, some smart aleck from the audience will get up and say, I don't want council running the meeting.
I'm going to
run the meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
But, of course, the main event of the annual meeting is the election. And in an HOA, there may not even be an election if a quorum of owners do not appear either in person or by proxy. But in a condominium, a quorum is only necessary for matters other than the election. So to be clear, in a condo, a quorum of unit owners is not required to have an election. So if your board's telling you, oh, we don't have a quorum, we can't have an election, that is not the case. For an election to be valid, the only requirement is that 20% of the eligible voters participate in the election for a condo.
Exactly, Scott. So if you don't have a quorum at that condo's annual meeting, again, like Scott says, you still get to have an election. So don't worry about, you know, not having a quorum show up. But you can't have an annual meeting. The only thing you can do at that meeting is actually have the election. Now, the legislation that Cyber Citizens for Justice, you know, Jan Bergman and I are attempting to have passed this coming legislative session would allow an HOA election, just like a condo, to also continue if 20% of those eligible voters in an HOA merely participate. Again, in an HOA, you need a quorum of owners at the meeting. and if a quorum is not obtained, that same board rolls over over. And
why
I got to tell you, sometimes it's not only years, it may be decades.
And I want to tell you something, all right? I went into Eric's office last week, and I was working on some things. But, you know, once in a while I go into his office just to, you know, shoot the breeze with him and whatnot. He didn't have any time for me. Because he was on the phone actually trying to get this bill passed, strategizing. And I'm going to tell you, I don't think enough of this is made of it on the show because, you know, while Eric, we make fun of him being an egomaniac and whatnot,
he really
isn't. We make fun of him, but he really isn't. Eric is really devoting a whole lot of time to getting these amendments passed that, quite frankly, benefit the owners and don't benefit the bottom line of our law firm or lawyers in general that do community association work.
Yeah. You're the reason HOAs get certified.
Yeah, and I mean, I just want to let everybody know out there, because he's not going to say this himself. He'll say a lot of things, but he's not going to talk about, you know, the really good stuff that he does.
Thanks, guys.
And he spends a lot of time working on getting these laws passed, and, you know, we're not lobbyists or anything like that. We're not getting paid to do this. Eric's not getting paid to do this. He's doing this really to benefit everybody, the listeners, the people that show up to the shows, and everybody that doesn't show up also.
All right. Well, thanks, Scott. I'll tell you this. Yesterday, of course, the people in the audience wanted an update as to what's going on. You know, they know that HOA owners knew they had to register as of this past November, and 13,000 associations, HOAs across the state, actually did register, and they want to know, you know, what's in store for this coming legislative session. Is the DBPR finally going to regulate us? And first, they wanted to know, really, you know, what does the DBPR do for condo associations? So I reminded them that the DBPR has a website that's devoted to answering condominium questions. They get free forms on the website. There are investigators that investigate complaints. I'll give you an example, the difference between a condo and an HOA, the problems that HOA owners have to deal with. If I get a call from a condo owner that says, my condominium hasn't prepared a budget this year, right? They're simply not giving you a budget, or they're not giving a year-end report. Problem is, I can tell them, well, a couple of things you can do. Pick up the phone, call the DBPR, or file a complaint with the DBPR, and investigators will investigate the problem. I get the same exact email from somebody in an HOA. My HOA board has not passed a budget, or they're otherwise not complying with, you know, with the condo statutes. What can I do? They haven't given us a year-end financial report. Can anybody for me to report to? Nope, absolutely not. Buddy, you're stuck. You have to file a lawsuit. Good luck. Hire a lawyer. Spend a few grand. That's what you have to do. So ask yourself, you know, maybe for $4 a year.
$4.
Is it worth it to have someone to complain to? Someone will investigate problems, you know, et cetera? I think so. So
absolutely.
That's where we're headed this year. Anyway, that brings us to the end of yet another show. If you'd like to pick our brains again, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze during the week. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of Condo Craze and HOAs. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you.